Cynthia Lewis sits on a reclining exam chair. It looks like she's in a doctor's office. You'd only know it's a bus when it shakes as people get on and off. Cynthia talks to a medical student about the constant aching in her joints that brought her to this mobile clinic in a Miami Gardens parking lot a few months ago. She's still looking for the cause of her pain. It could be fibromyalgia, it could be something else.
So, have you been feeling since last time?
My knees, they still bother me. Okay. You know, my arms, they don't bother me as much as they used to. But I'm having a lot of problem with my legs.
Her t-shirt says, "Respect my hustle." And that respect from her doctor at this clinic goes without saying.
Dr. Fred Anderson has seen Cynthia hustle, piecing together healthcare without insurance, including this free mobile clinic.
Her case is a very telling case study of how so many of our individuals who are taxpaying contributing members of our society, they're continuing to fall through the cracks. And despite our best efforts, they are not getting the best care that they really deserve.
Anderson runs Florida International University's three mobile clinics. FIU medical students are paired with the low-income family and follow them over 3 years.
When Cynthia can't afford the $25 copay to see her primary care doctor, she comes here to the Neighborhood Help Program. Through this program, she also gets mental health counseling, legal advice, and social services. While the program is free, Cynthia has to open her life to all kinds of case managers, counselors, doctors. And at first that bothered Cynthia.
But then I saw them trying to help me when you can have somebody, you know, backing you. Because I don't know a lot of people. I don't know a lot of things. And, you know, they help me.
For someone who's uninsured, Cynthia has the Cadillac Care. She's in the charity care program through the county's public hospital, Jackson Health System, that gives her deeply discounted services. When she can't scrape together co-payments, she has the free clinic through FIU. She uses coupons for medications, and she's just persistent with her care.
But even that isn't the same as having Medicaid.
I do not feel satisfied with how we've been able to really get her on her feet, because ultimately, even if we do ask her to get additional x-rays, she certainly can't afford them. She just tells us that, look, I can't do it this month, maybe next month, maybe the month after that.
Cynthia had to quit her job at Burger King because of her joint pain, and now she doesn't work. She has to pay $40 for x-rays, $33 for the dentist, a couple of bucks for medications. It adds up. Cynthia now spends a lot of time with her 78-year-old mother, Cassie Stuckey, who has a heart condition. Cassie hates seeing her daughter like this.
That's a knock to your knees. And now she can't do what she want to do. She can't work. She can't clean a house. She ain't able to do nothing for herself no more.
They're peeling eggs while they talk, about 24 in a giant pot. Later, they'll sell these to kids coming back from school for 25 cents a piece. They'll use the money to pay for medications.
And I can't save every dime I get to go to the doctor because I have to have toiletries and stuff for me, like soap, deodorant. I can't do without that. I'm a woman.
For Cynthia and so many other Floridians, it's not just about the quality of health care. It's about whether to get health care at all, deciding whether to spend the money they have on x-rays or medication.
I don't like asking nobody for no money because, like, my daughter got 3 kids in college. She got her baby. And then she got her bills at her house. So I really don't like bothering nobody because I know they got their own, you know, problem. And I just do without.
A month ago, her doctor told her to get x-rays of her knees and hip. She hasn't gotten them done. She's saving up for an appointment with a rheumatologist in July. I'm Daniel Chang.
And for Health News Florida, I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.